Wednesday, July 28, 2010. From Krima Media in Johannesburg, I'm Dennis Ndaba, making headlines. Cabinet on Tuesday announced interim fines for members of the executive, including the president, who breached the executive ethics code. Government spokesperson Temba Maseko explained that if ministers or the president fail to comply with the code, they can be fined up to 1 month's salary or see their salary and benefit reduced for a period of up to 15 days. Maseko said that these measures were prompted by public protector Thuli Madonsela's report finding President Jacob Zuma in breach of the code for failing to declare his interest within 60 days of taking office. These measures will apply until Justice Minister Jeff Radebe tables a report on a comprehensive review addressing weaknesses in the executive ethics code listed by Madonsela. The interim penalties and Radebe's review will also apply to the president, but it appears that Zuma will not be made to pay for declaring his interest 8 months late. Justice Ministry spokesperson Tladi Tladi says that the interim penalties are not retroactive. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi said on Tuesday that his dream of a United States of Africa is still alive and that this week's African Union summit is another step towards that objective. Gaddafi has been pushing for an African unity government for years, saying that it is the only way that Africa can develop without Western interference. But many African states say that the idea is impractical and will encroach on their sovereignty. Some African leaders say that they cannot be expected to cede sovereignty to any African bloc just decades after they wrestled it away from their colonial rulers. But Gaddafi's idea has had sympathetic response in some states, helped by his reputation in parts of the continent as a champion of the developing world and also by the millions of dollars in aid that his oil-exporting country spends in Africa. Long-running talks to open up world trade are showing tentative signs of movement after months of deadlock. A deal in the World Trade Organization, 8.5-year-old Doha round, is still far off. But informal small group contacts between big players like the US, the European Union, China, Brazil, and India suggest that one could at least be possible. WTO Director General Pascalini says that after some months of impasse in the negotiations, his sense is that we are beginning to see signs of a new dynamic emerging. Addressing the WTO's Trade Negotiations Committee, Lenny said that it is too soon for the WTO's 153 members to start thinking about horizontal trade-offs. But in the creative work in the small group continues side by side with the formal negotiations, it could soon be time for countries to start testing such possibilities against each other. Lemmy has called for a review of progress on the talks in mid-October before November's Group of 20 summit in Seoul. Also making headlines, South Africa is one of the 12 countries that have failed to reduce child mortality since 1990, according to the 2009-2010 South African Child Gauge. The Food and Agriculture Organization says that Zimbabwe food security is improving as its troubled farm sector starts to recover. African National Congress youth leader President Julius Malema says that the organization is not in crisis ahead of its 2011 elective conference after multiple reports of revolts within the league. And Chief State Law Advisor Enver Daniels dismisses criticism of the Protection of Information Bill as largely emotional and hysterical and insists that the draft act is constitutional. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krima Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.